at its core, poverty is about pushing down instead of having an opportunity to go up.
41,000 Syracuse residents were below the poverty line in 2016. What does poverty look like?
Deciding whether I feed my child or whether I put gas in the car to go to work.
What does it feel like?
It's, generally speaking, lack of access to opportunity.
The facts, the figures, the stories of our community.
Syracuse's 2016 poverty rate was 13th worst in the United States.
This is City Limits, a poverty project.
Welcome to City Limits. I'm John Smith. I've often wondered how people become homeless. I just can't imagine what it's like to be placed in that situation. I found that our local shelters are doing wonderful work. Out of a combined three-county region of Onondaga, Oswego, and Cayuga counties, emergency shelters here in Onondaga accounts for housing 76% of the homeless population. That's according to the Housing and Homeless Coalition of Central New York. Thankfully, I was fortunate enough to meet two young people faced with homelessness who were so courageous in sharing their stories. And I also met the caring individuals who welcomed them into their shelters every day. While statistics show that homelessness decreased by 8% in Greater Syracuse within the past year, there are still plenty of people going through it. The hustle and bustle felt this time of year is seen in a much different way at shelters operated by the Salvation Army in Syracuse.
I think that there are a lot of folks that have been staying with family members or friends, and the holidays can be very stressful for folks, and so that may be kind of a stressor, you know, kind of some conflict comes up, and so we see a lot of folks coming into shelter for that reason.
How many families do you have right now?
Right now we have about 23 families. About 62 people.
That's Program Director of Emergency Family Services, Hillary Wyatt. There are many specialized shelters. One of the first people that homeless young mothers get to meet at the Salvation Army's Parenting Center is Sheila Cooper.
So many of our young women come from the shelter or because they've exhausted their resources through family and friends. So they come to us for supportive and supervised housing. So there's 24-hour staffing and assistance.
On the other side of the table is a young 17-year-old girl with a beaming smile. Shania Acosta quickly turned serious when I ask how she arrived at the parenting center.
My mother and I always bump heads, so we don't really get along like that. She ended up kicking me and my son out a couple months after he was born. It was really late at night. I stayed with my son's father, which really wasn't a good place for me to stay. So his godparents and got me in touch with the parenting center. They all helped me find my way to the parenting center. I came in for the interviews and I spoke with Sheila and the other workers that were there. And that's kind of like how it just all came about. Like,
she adores her soon-to-be two-year-old son.
He get away with anything with his smile and his little laugh. When he does something bad, he'll kiss your hand. Like,
yeah.
You're not just sitting there like,
all right. To make good with you, right?
Yeah, you're just like, all right, whatever. <There you go. laughs>
Surprisingly, I found that being faced with homelessness at age 17 is not all that uncommon, but rather, it's quite the norm. The Housing and Homeless Coalition in Central New York says within a three-county region of Onondaga, Oswego, and Cayuga counties, 61% of the members of homeless families are youth. However, while Shania's family is not homeless, she found herself in that situation. She credits the parenting center for allowing her to care for a child and a place of her own to stay while she finishes high school.
They actually really, really, really do help with pushing people to get through school. And that is one of the biggest things that they have been working on with any girl that comes into that building is education.
Another shelter program offered by the Salvation Army is located on State Street. I spoke with case manager Taniqua Coffin.
Do you house young people as well?
Yes, we house young adults who have been diagnosed with mental illness.
Okay.
So they're between 18 and 26. We also provide supportive housing outside in the community. So that is Ivan. He does not live in a house.
I soon learned that Ivan has had a very tough life. He was adopted at 4 years old by a family on Long Island. At age 12, they gave him up. He was placed back into foster care in New York City, where he remained for several years.
I was homeless down there. I came up here because I was in a foster care placement with a friend, and he lived out here. I didn't really have family down there.
When you came up here, about how old were you?
This 2009. I was like 18, 19 years old.
Uh-huh.
And then I was homeless out here for a while, 4 or 5 months. I was in and out of the hospital. When I was in there, they got me an interview with State Street. And then ever since then, I've been with State Street.
How old are you now?
I just turned 26 2 months ago.
Well, happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Ivan spent most of his life in the foster care system.
Like, I was adopted when I was 4, but I was already with Catholic Charities in, I think it was in Harlem by 125th. And I got adopted through them. And then when I was 12, I was put back in placement. I was put in the foster care system because family didn't want me. So put back in there. And then up until I turned 18, I signed myself out.
Mm-hmm. So you certainly, you know, had quite the journey, let's say. You're here in Syracuse. Obviously, you're at a great shelter.
Yeah.
With great people here. Tell us about what they've done for you.
State Street did a lot for me, honestly. When I came out here, I didn't have anything. Like, I think I had like a book bag full of clothes to my name. All my stuff got stolen. When I met them, it was weird at first because it was just like, I don't know, they were just so happy, like, you know what I mean? Like, it was just weird for me, and me being in such a messed up situation and coming into a situation that was, it was just so, like, happy, you know what I mean? It really helped me to become a better person and helped me become a better man because, you know, back in the day, like, I was like a kid who just grew up in placement, you know what I mean? So I, like, you know, I didn't really know a lot of stuff that I was supposed to know.
The young man seems to be making the most of his situation and also has a positive mindset. Case manager Cawthon says the shelter will continue to be there for Ivan and others without any time limit.
For State Street, we're permanent housing, so they can actually stay there as long as they decide. Most of them don't because you get tired of shared living. So they stay there a few years, and then some of them get sick of sharing with roommates, and especially if they're not getting along with roommates, they eventually, like, I want my own apartment now, so they're ready to go.
Similar to Ivan, Shania's life at the parenting center has also taken her time to adjust.
I guess in your journey in the last year, what is the most difficult aspect, would you say?
The most difficult aspect was I finally realized that family is not family. Friends are not friends. Everybody that you thought was there for you in the beginning are really not even there for you. They were just there for what you could do for them. So then it was like, I come into a building where it was like, everybody, the resident managers, including Sheila, it was like, they all cared, and it was kind of weird. So, and it taught me, like, I really used to have like a really bad temper. Like, now I'm working on my cursing, I'm working on school, I'm working on everything I wouldn't work on before because of this. And, you know, when people that come from a place where they don't get love and they're not used to that, and then they come into a place where everybody's open arms and they don't even know you, or they'll just be like, hey, you want to go out and smoke a cigarette? Go ahead, I'll take your kid. Don't worry about it. And you can go say if you're having a hard time. All you got to do is just call downstairs and be like, do you guys have a minute? I just need to talk. They're there. Like, it's like I walked into a big family. A big, loving family.
As we've learned, Ivan and Shania's lives have not been easy. The Salvation Army's Wyatt wants the public to consider people and lives first, and not their own ill-conceived definition of homelessness.
The individuals that are in shelter here right now, they're people, just like you and me, and they're in a tough spot, and they deserve the respect that we deserve, and they deserve to be treated with dignity and respect and worth and value, and they're no less important than you or I, you know. And I think sometimes that people who are homeless, experiencing homelessness, are treated differently or looked at differently, and I think that's really unfair, and I think that's really not helpful at all.
In my next story, we'll learn more about the available supports for people to lift themselves out of poverty. For City Limits, I'm John Smith.
City Limits is a production of WAER Syracuse Public Media and is funded by generous grant support from the Central New York Community Foundation, Grossman St. Amour CPAs, and listeners like you. To support the project, visit the City Limits About page at citylimitsproject.org. Stay tuned for more stories from this series and subscribe in iTunes for automatic delivery of new episodes.